Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition, the live anarchist edition, 2 weeks in a row. Yes! You are joined tonight by Brian Sovereign.
And Stephanie Murphy.
And, oh, we've got a great show lined
up.
2 weeks
in a row. When's the next time we're going to be able to do this again? Maybe not till next
Christmas.
Maybe
not till next year, yeah. I mean, you know, but at least Christmas doesn't come just once a year.
Indeed. No. Indeed. There's Saturnalia. There's Bacchanalia.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Bacchus is my middle name. Anyway, we do have a great show lined up. A lot of things to go over. But, of course, you can call in. This show is all about you, the listener. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can call into the ProXPN toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Or you can just comment on what we happen to start commenting about. But again,
and we are live this Sunday night.
Totally live. Even on the Super Bowl.
Exactly. I was going to say, I wonder how many people are going to be calling in. Then again, there's probably quite a good segment of the population who does not want to watch the Super Bowl on purpose because they're not into that, and they're looking for something to do tonight because everybody else in the world is stuffing their face with pork rinds and Cheez-Its and watching some big guys run into each other and try to get a ball.
Yeah, you know, I want to talk about that actually real quick. Because this is something, now granted, you have to keep yourself in check when you're looking on social media and on the internet, because where you're looking really only represents, even on Facebook, say you even have, you're filled up, you have 5,000 people in your friends list, okay? You're still looking at a very small sample size of the world's population. You know, 7 billion people.
Indeed.
Okay. So you got to keep that in perspective that no, not everybody is watching the Super Bowl, or no, not everybody is not watching the Super Bowl. But I really get annoyed by the kind of the snobbishness that I see. And now I have a lot of quote unquote libertarian friends in my friends list. I have a lot that aren't too, and I value them highly. And they're just like, well, I'm not watching the Super Bowl. I know what this is all about. You know, this is all violence and sex, and it's pushing. That's the truth about the Super Bowl, you know, and all this stuff. And yet, these same people who are just like, oh, wow, you know, you people are so mindless. You're all watching the same show. We'll turn around the next week and watch Game of Thrones along with millions of other people, or Breaking Bad along with millions of other people, which sell just as much sex and violence, if that's what the Super Bowl sells, as the Super Bowl does.
You know, Brian, okay, I'm going to take a little bit of a different perspective.
Sure.
I read an article last week, I would say, about something that I had never heard this name for, but the name makes a lot of sense, and it cleared up a concept for me. The article was about something that the author called do's and don'ts feminism, where basically women will judge other women and say, well, she's a mom, she quit her job to be a mom, or she works long hours and doesn't have kids. That's not feminist, or, you know, she can't be a feminist because of this choice that she's made in her life.
Right.
And really, that's not what feminism is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about you can do anything you want as long as it's your genuine choice, right? And nobody should, you know, be telling you you can't do this.
Right, that's the whole point, is to give you the option. And that's
exactly
right.
And I would apply that to the Super Bowl too. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to have do's and don'ts libertarianism. Like, you
no,
can't be
I don't
a libertarian
either.
If you watch Breaking Bad, or you can't be a libertarian if you watch the Super Bowl. No. Actually, I've heard people make the case before. I heard someone make a case that I've never really heard. This was like a very intellectual, almost, I would say, nerdy.
Okay.
I mean that as a compliment, but like, it was a nerdy guy. He was like in good physical shape, but definitely a really intellectual person, not your typical like football jock or gym
sure.
jock. And he said that he really likes, and he's a libertarian,
sure.
and he said that he really likes football because it involves a lot of strategy, and there's actually a surprising amount of intellect that goes into planning out these plays. Now,
oh, I think that's true.
I don't know if it's true because I've just never had an interest in football, and so I've never watched it.
Right.
I don't even really know the rules of football.
Sure.
Actually, it's kind of embarrassing, but
sure.
but I don't, and that's fine. But if that's his thing, if he really likes watching football, good for him. Go ahead, watch it.
Yeah.
It's just that it does help to maybe be a little bit conscious or aware of some of the things that might go on at the Super Bowl. Like, for instance, I was reading the Dollar Vigilante yesterday, and I saw Jeff Berwick point out that there's a lot of worship of the military that goes on at football games. And see, I don't know because
okay,
I don't watch them.
Okay, all right. Yeah, here's the thing. like, that's fair to say, because football is, you know, could be considered war on a miniature scale.
Well, okay. Isn't that why a lot of sports were, like, even originally developed, was kind of as, like, a training ground for war?
Yes, or some have thought of it as, like, the Olympics were designed as a alternative to war, and so some think that's a positive thing. I don't know. But here's the thing, is that really what this boils down to is I guarantee that plenty of the people who say, well, I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl because it has militaristic themes, have zero qualms with watching a television show starring a mass murderer like Dexter, okay, or Game of Thrones, which is about not war on a miniature scale, but on a mass scale, take your pick, or Breaking Bad, which is about, you know, a meth lab and guys blowing up other guys and all this stuff. So it's like, it really just comes down to my form of entertainment is superior to yours, you know, and it's just, it all comes off, complaining about it at all, in my opinion, comes off as snobbishness. Now, I do this too. I get snobbish about my forms of entertainment, but I'm just saying.
Watch it if you want to watch it, but exactly. What I'm hearing you say, Brian, and tell me if this is right, is that it's just as bad to watching football because everybody else watches it is bad because you're kind of just going along with the crowd, but also not watching it because everyone else watches it is bad. So if you're going to watch it, have it be a choice that comes from you, not based on what other people are doing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying, but I'm also calling out the contradiction that all these people complaining about everybody watching the Super Bowl don't complain about the fact that they watch the highest rated television shows in America.
Yeah.
And so,
sometimes if you try to live a really purist life and be a pure libertarian and be super principled about everything, you can't, like, you just don't have too many friends. You don't have business relationships.
No, right. But
you can't do anything with anybody because they don't fit your standards. And I don't know. I think being lonely can have its problems. Lonely and principled can have its problems, too.
Right. But that's what I'm saying is just stop insulting everybody. You know, over this stuff, you know, that's my point. And I get involved with it, of course, you know, I mean, cause I'm kind of a hipster and I fall into this sort of thing, but it's so pathetic that, you know, people are insulting others for watching the Super Bowl. Now, if you want to talk about how, like, supposedly, statistically, 60% of the people that watch the Super Bowl think that God has a hand in the game. Yes, please.
30%.
Is it 30?
Yeah, yes. 30%.
Okay, but still, there was like that.
No, maybe that God has a hand in the game. The article, we actually read this last year, I think.
Yeah, during the Super Bowl, yeah.
Was that 30% of people believe that God decides which team is going to win.
Yeah.
God decides the outcome.
Right. But I think the number was higher that God was still involved. Right. And so, you know, if you want to insult that, I understand.
For an
that.
Omnipotent being, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean,
influencing the outcome of a football game is not really a big deal. He created the universe, right?
Right. Especially when you consider the numbers of the altogether numbers that the NFL is involved with, pale in comparison to anything soccer does around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but nobody believes God has a hand in soccer.
Maybe they do.
Oh, maybe, yeah, I suppose, maybe they do.
The poll has not been done.
If you think God is involved in soccer, you can call in 855-450-3733. But, yeah, I just, you know, I get this real feel, like, I understand wanting to, you know, kind of complain about things or whichever. I understand that. But I think you should at least make sure you're not, if you're going to complain, just make sure you're not in contradiction. That's just my thoughts on it. But,
you just want them to be consistent. Right,
I want
Brian?
Consistency. That's right. But let's go ahead. We can go to Skype, and we've got Richard.
You never do anything
in.
Hypocritical.
I do hypocritical things all the time.
That's hipster critical.
That's right. Richard, are you with us?
I just wanted.
I do hypocritical things all the time.
Who, Richard?
Richard?
Richard, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
I just want
to tell everybody that God hates sports.
God hates sports.
We were hearing a looped audio in the background, so is Richard calling on Skype?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Richard, we're going to have to let him go. Maybe he made his point.
No, but yeah, I think he said what he wanted to say, and that God hates sports. Do you think God hates sports? I don't know. He certainly picks teams.
No, I want to hear from people who think that God knows who's going to win the football game. Tell us why. Tell us your reasoning for that.
I gotta
and who
hear
does
that.
God like better? Which team does God want to win?
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your thoughts.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday Anarchist Edition. That's right. These only happen so often, but you've got one. Two in a row. And you are joined tonight by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And, you know, we're talking about the Super Bowl. We've got the phones are lined up. If you want to comment on that, you're more than welcome to. 855-450-3733 is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line.
Maybe God will call in from the sky and tell us which team is going to win.
Only if he calls collect. Then it'll be impressive.
That's right.
Let's go ahead and get right to the phones. And we've got Bernie in South Carolina. Bernie, are you with us?
Howdy. Hey, Bernie. With you. And my radio is off. We don't have any annoying loops.
All right.
Thank you.
You talk about sports and which is the superior sport. Well, I used to play a very superior sport. You can take your baseball and your football and your soccer and your cockfighting and your dog fighting and your bear baiting and just throw it out the window. I used to play one of the most fun sports that I can think of in this country. That's tracking down deadbeat dads to serve court orders on them so they pay back child support. That was fun.
Whoa. So what did that entail?
Oh, all sorts of little things. I wasn't a police officer. I was a civilian. Most states allow civilians to serve court papers of a civil nature, not criminal, not an arrest warrant. I wasn't arresting anybody. But to just track down a deadbeat dad and outwit some of these guys that think that they're smarter than everybody else, just to, sort of playing detective without being licensed as a detective, because all I did was serve the papers on the guy and just laugh that he thought he was going to outwit the court system and not have to pay his child support.
Do you, what motivated you to get into that line of work? Do you just like hunting humans, or do you have, a ideological motivation, you really want them to pay for their kids?
I needed a job. My brother is a lawyer. He had me serve a few papers to start with, and then I just went into it full-time for 16 years.
So you enjoyed the process of serving people?
Deadbeat dads I did, and some other people I didn't necessarily enjoy it. I just tried to do it politely and in a civil
manner. What do you have against deadbeat dads?
Not paying their child support. Somebody who is responsible for a child being brought into the world as the male donor of the DNA and then not accepting the responsibility for assisting that child to grow up. That strikes me as bad. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe anarchists, I'm not an anarchist, maybe anarchists think that we shouldn't have a family court system that can force male individuals, I won't honor them with the word men or man. Maybe anarchists don't think that the court system should be able to force male individuals to pay child support when they're responsible. But I do.
I think there's some issues with it. I mean, I definitely believe that if you create a child, you're responsible
for the
child.
There's a responsibility, no doubt.
Don't get me wrong there. But, if a guy is put in jail because of non-payment of child support, how is he supposed to earn money to pay it?
Well, I'll agree that there is a problem there in some cases. But in some cases, when you put the guy in jail, all of a sudden, current girlfriends, brothers, cousins suddenly are able to dig up the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to get the guy out of jail. Because the guy, again, in many cases...
Yeah, because he's been kidnapped. It's a ransom, basically, at that point.
No, in many cases, not all. The guy has been earning or acquiring money without it showing up in the system, so that it can be garnished or attached and, doing stuff for cash under the table, not paying income taxes, stuff like that. And
what do you think of a person who does that, who doesn't have any children?
Oh, I think that's bad. I mean,
think everybody's income should all be tracked and all in the system so it can be garnished if that's what's deemed necessary?
That's an interesting topic. Let's do an entire show on that someday.
Someday. All right.
That sounds good. Bernie, thank you very much for the call. I don't know. I understand that idea of, the deadbeat dad. And I agree, like we both said, that there is some degree of responsibility involved when you produce a child.
Yeah, I don't support creating a human being and then just not.
Yeah, and just leaving it, to the wolves, proverbially. Mm-hmm. I do admittedly, and we've got plenty of calls, we'll get right to them in just a moment. I do admittedly, I think maybe more the issue is that sometimes I feel like the whole idea of marriage and creating a family is much like what it's like It's not the same. I'm just using this as an example, okay? I don't mean it as a direct comparison. When you go into the military, they make you sound like it's this wonderful deal, okay? Like, oh, yeah, it's going to be sweet. You know, you just work 9 to 5 and, you know, no worries mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And no one's really being honest with each other about what you're actually getting into, okay? And with the mm-hmm. family, I think, by and large, nobody's really being honest with each other. No one's actually saying to you, you know, hey, you are going to sacrifice part of your life to do this, when everybody's really just treating it as, oh, yeah, you're going to have sex all the time. It's going to be great. Yeah, the kids are wonderful. It's just a blessing. And no one's really being honest in describing the bad parts about it. Just society seems to uphold this whole family thing. This is the ideal to work towards, to strive. And I think that might, I'm not saying, you know, I think that's something that doesn't get talked about enough, and it needs to.
Yeah, sure. I mean, whenever anything is, whenever anything is either sold as a perfect, blissful thing,
right.
like marriage, I guess, is generally talked about,
right.
or when something is foisted upon people with kind of scare tactics, like,
right.
well, if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to die from a certain disease. I have to always question, you know, like, why are they using those tactics if this thing is so great, you know, on its own, right? Like,
yeah, it doesn't need to be pitched. It doesn't need to be sold.
Yeah,
to
with various methods, exactly. It should
yeah.
stand on its own merits if it's
yeah.
really so great.
Well, let's go ahead and go to the phones. We've got Annie in St. Louis. Annie, are you
yeah.
with us?
Yeah.
Hey,
how
Annie.
You guys doing?
Welcome back. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Thanks. Two reasons I don't watch the Super Bowl. Well, actually three. I'm not a sports kind of gal.
Right on.
I don't really watch anything sports related.
yeah.
But those owners of the teams, they are tax exempt, and they are.
That's true. The
yes.
NFL is a 501c3,
yes,
and it's mm-hmm. also they have some kind of thing with their merchandise too, where they've copyrighted it, so they go after people who sell merchandise that's similar that says the names of teams on it and
right.
stuff, right?
They're billionaires, and they may give like $3 or $5 million a year away, but they're still billionaires. And another reason is that's when, during the Super Bowl, that's when a lot of underage human trafficking and prostitution goes on.
I've recently heard about this, that and Annie, you can actually hold the line.
Yeah,
because,
I want to hear more about that. I'm curious.
Yeah, recently there's been some statistics that have come out that some of the largest percentages of human trafficking occurs at the Super Bowl every single year.
At the Super Bowl?
At the Super Bowl. So, your thoughts, 855-450-3733. You can call in Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday anarchist edition that you get so rarely, but boy, you got it twice in a row.
I think you might have freaked out that last caller.
I might have.
You love to troll people with that word, anarchist.
It's okay, because a lot of people call in and it's like, well, don't you like the Constitution? And you see, I solve it right as we come in, and I say, no, you know what, I don't.
Well, yeah, but we should clear that up. We are not violent, bomb-throwing
no.
people.
Oh, yes,
we
right.
both are wearing black, just kind of coincidentally,
that's
but
true.
Not balaclavas. And we believe in peace and voluntary interactions between people, and we have great big hearts. We
yes.
love to do charitable work. We love to spend time with our friends and loved ones, and we wouldn't hurt a fly.
Yeah, I am notoriously known myself as being against lethal force in all of its forms. So do not worry. We are not violent people by any stretch of the imagination. But it is a term that
so
aptly describes.
You are kind of a troll.
Yeah, I can be. I'm just trying to get people to think.
How's that going for you?
I don't know. Sometimes I think it works pretty well. I've got a popular podcast, you know.
Yes, I love your podcast.
Which is Brian's, Sovereign Tech.
Yes, Brian's podcast, SovrynTech.com. It's a technology podcast, but there's more than technology that goes on the podcast.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
It is. And a lot of people actually email me and say, boy, you know, I hadn't thought about it that way. So I guess my trolling works every once in a while. But anyway, Stephanie, did you have something for us?
I did, yeah. Did you know there's a place where you can go online? You don't have to wait for Amazon or Newegg to take bitcoins. Yes, it's probably coming at some point, we hope. But there's a place you can go right now if you want to get electronics with Bitcoin. And they've got over 500,000 items that you can choose from. So no worries if you want to get a computer or any other kind of electronic device. Check out BitcoinStore.com. We really like Bitcoin Store because they have been there since the beginning, and they are one of the most principled champions of promoting Bitcoin and promoting freedom, you know, in all areas of your life that's out there. And actually, one of the reasons that BitcoinStore.com was started was to encourage other major retailers to start taking Bitcoins, maybe put a little friendly pressure on them even.
Sure, which seems to have happened.
Absolutely. And now that's starting to happen. But don't forget about BitcoinStore.com, because it's still the only place where you can get certain things with Bitcoin. And they have a 0% markup. The only catch is that you have to use Bitcoin to pay for your product.
Right.
And you can even do this anonymously. All you need to give them is an address where they can ship your purchase. So it doesn't have to be your address. It's just a place where you can receive your stuff. So there is a privacy component there at Bitcoin Store as well, if that's something that interests you. You don't want the NSA to know that you have purchased a particular computer or something like that.
It's a pretty good idea to do.
Make it a little harder on them at BitcoinStore.com. Seriously, check it out. Compare prices. I think you'll like what you see.
Yeah.
And you always have a chance to support a company and do business with a company that shares your values at BitcoinStore.com.
Yeah, and I say keep it bookmarked, because my own opinion, my own personal opinion, is that Amazon will not ever take Bitcoin unless maybe 20, 30 years down the line. It's not going to happen anytime soon. But I won't go into that.
Well, if they start inventing their own altcoin or something, if they make Amazon coin, I'm just going to roll my eyes.
Well, I'd roll my eyes too, but you can roll your eyes all you want, but if they have the infrastructure set up, you know, it works regardless.
Didn't they actually already, like, I remember about a year ago, I saw some press release or something where Amazon was saying, oh, we have these kind of credits. Like,
yeah, they
like
work more like a gift card. Okay. They have Amazon coins.
But the logo for them was very similar to the Bitcoin graphics.
Yeah, and it's not something that's taken off. But anyway, we could talk more about that later.
Sure.
Let's go ahead and get back into the calls. Annie went off the line, unfortunately. But we are talking about the Super Bowl. But let's go ahead. We'll go to, you can call in with your thoughts, of course, and we've got plenty of calls in the line, but you can still get on and talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733 is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line, or you can get us on Skype at lrn.fm, and we've got someone on Skype right now, and I'm going to go right to him, and that is Andy. Andy, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are y'all?
Good, great. Andy. What did you want to talk about?
Yeah, sports, you know, hey, watch the Super Bowl if you want to. It's just a sport. It's fun. But I did want to bring up something about high school and college sports. And what got me thinking about this was the Steubenville rape case.
Yeah, we talked about that last week,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's really a horrible thing. And I think what the problem with, like, high school and college sports is that they teach students that there's a natural hierarchy in the world, and if you're on the football team or on the cheerleading squad, somehow you're in this higher caste and everyone else is below you. And,
that's a great point. I think the whole school structure reinforces that anyway, because what do you get when you go to school? You have a teacher who is in a position of power over the kids, and the principal is in a position of power over the teachers. And really, when you're a kid, you have no power, except maybe if you can get into some kind of a internal hierarchy over some of the other students, and they see that and they think that's the natural way that things go. You're either on the top or the bottom, but there's always a ladder, and if you're going to be on the ladder, you might as well try to be as high as you can be.
Yeah, it's one of my biggest problems with school is it teaches this hierarchy, and then people mistake it as being natural when, no, it's
totally
a product
not
of,
natural.
Yeah, of a
There's
taught environment.
There's nothing about school that's natural.
No.
Waking up at, dark 30, yeah. Buzz, you know, being told when you're going to eat lunch, whether you're hungry or not, asking to go to the bathroom, asking to speak. You know, there's really nothing natural. Being taught things that you don't choose, somebody else decides what you're going to learn. I mean, there's so little about it that actually is natural in any way.
Yeah, it really teaches you how to not interact properly with people, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Do you have any other thoughts, Andy?
No, it's just I never really thought about this until the Steubenville thing came out, and it just really bothered me because of the special treatment that the athletes got just because they were good athletes, and it's really bad down here in Alabama. I mean, Alabama's football team, the university's football team, is, you know, the most important thing in the state. It's almost as important as churches down here.
Sure.
Oh, I totally believe that. And, you know, I remember, maybe just to clear up for our listeners what you're referring to with this Steubenville rape case, where there was a town in Ohio and several football players, raped.
It was a party.
They were found
16-year-old
guilty.
Girl.
There was a girl, who was drunk, very drunk, and they did some sexual things to her without her consent, and they put videos of it on Twitter and stuff like that. And there was a huge cover-up, too. The coach helped cover it up. Everyone,
the sheriff even helped cover it up.
Yeah, the whole town, city, whatever, it was crazy.
And
it took anonymous to bring out the truth. And then people, you know, one of the hackers involved is getting a longer sentence than some of the guys that, you know,
are facing a longer sentence than the
quote unquote rapists.
Yeah, and on TV, like on CNN and on the news, there were all these people who were saying, isn't it a shame that these young men's football career is going to be ruined because of this?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was really focusing on what actually happened to this girl who was the victim.
Yeah.
They were focusing on what a shame that the football career is ruined. And Andy, I agree with you. Another thing is college sports. You know, there are young people who are basically kind of sold a bill of goods, almost like going into the military, where they agree, basically, a lot of them end up really injuring themselves and screwing up their bodies and their knees for life, and then they can't do anything for the rest of their lives, and they get into these colleges where they're kind of passed without really necessarily having to learn the material, and then later on they're behind, and they're not paid for what they do. They're just given kind of credit for college tuition, and you know, it's a bum deal for them, especially if they have a career-ending injury when they're in college. There's a lot of people who really complain about that.
Yeah, it's true. Andy, thank you very much for your call tonight. Let's go ahead to the phones, and we've got Robert in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, are you with us?
Hey, Brian, I like that.
What's that, Robert?
Anarchist!
Only every once in a while do we get to pull that one out.
I could be watching the Super Bowl, but I mean, why would I want to watch a bunch of guys run around in the grass and pat each other on the butt, you know?
That's a great question.
Sure.
I have been listening to Free Talk Live for over 2 years, and I look forward to listening to it on Sunday night. And I especially enjoy listening to the wonderful voice of Brian and, geez, I can't remember that gal's name.
Stephanie. Thank you, Robert. He's so busy paying attention to the voice,
so much
he forgot
for
my name.
Thank you so much for your call tonight, Robert. Yeah, I mean, come on. You can listen to Free Talk Live. I can't think of a better way to spend a Sunday night myself.
Yeah, join us.
Absolutely. But you can call in with your thoughts. We've got other calls in line. We'll get to them.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The most exciting thing happening really anywhere, in my opinion. Forget the Super Bowl. If you want to call in and talk about it, of course you can. 855-450-3733 to the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. We've been talking about Super Bowl all night so far. Maybe you want to call in. Maybe there's been some Illuminati messages. I don't know. We're here doing a radio show, so I can't really watch it.
Yes, relay the Illuminati messages.
We can relay what happens.
Brian, what do you think? For somebody who's listening to this and they have no idea what you're talking about,
sure.
What do you mean by that?
There is this a common belief that Satanists are pushing their agenda, of destroying Christianity and whichever. And these, just like Christians have symbols like the fish that they would put in their ads. Like if you're looking in the yellow pages, mm-hmm. And you'd see a fish in the ads, that the Illuminati does the same thing, and they do their little symbols like the Eye of Horus, one eyes, or checkerboard floors, or two pillars, or all this business, during big events or in music videos or whichever. Something I've been studying for a really, really long time. Seems like a lot of people are now just suddenly starting to jump on the bandwagon as far as recognizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, maybe that's something you want to talk about if you see these things like during the halftime show or something. Like last year, Beyonce, I think she held up the pyramid symbol over her eye or whatever.
And people were saying at the Grammy Awards or something.
Yeah, that Katy Perry did witchcraft and whichever. But anyway, enough of that. Do you have something for us, Stephanie?
Yes, I wonder what kind of Illuminati symbolism is going to be going down at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I bet it's going to be great. If you look at their logo, it's like a one eye with the state of Texas in the middle.
It might be the lone star, just one star. You flip it upside down, and it's a
Lucifer.
Pentagram. Yeah, we might hear from Lucifer in a minute. I don't know. But,
if you go to
the Texas Bitcoin guy, I will be there, and I'll be sure to flash some symbols.
Yes. Okay, so Brian's talk, Brian and I are partners. We live together. We're in love. And
oh, yes.
That means I get previews of what he's planning. Thank you, Brian. I get previews of what he's planning for things like when he speaks at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. And Oh, boy. Brian is going to be turning some sacred cows into hamburger meat at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. And
I'm good at it,
I can't wait to see his talk. It's going to be so good. I'm also speaking at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and I'm going to try to do a talk about, you know, practical ways that you can get more freedom with Bitcoin. But mine is going to be tame by comparison with Brian's.
Your talks are always a hit. So
yeah.
They're always worth catching.
We've also got speakers at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Christoph Atlas is going to be speaking about how to use Bitcoin anonymously.
Intelligent guy.
Pretty cool. Justice Ranvier is another friend of the show who's going to be speaking at Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Incredibly intelligent guy.
Big names like Tony Gallippi and Jason King, Stefan Molyneux, Jeff Tucker, Chris Odom, Jeff Berwick, Teresa Wormke. She's my partner at Free Aid.
She's great.
All these people are going to converge on Austin, Texas for a couple days. They had to actually expand it because there was so much cool stuff going on. There's a hackathon. There's going to be three tracks at the event. So, and they're more like workshop style kind of talks. They're not going to be just lecture style. You're going to be able to interact with the speakers. So that's really cool. You can participate in the hackathon, like I mentioned, and lots of networking events. Lots of big announcements are going to be happening there. Business deals. You may even be able to find a job if you're looking for a job in the Bitcoin ecosystem there. So
I wouldn't doubt it.
Get the details. It's March 5th and 6th, right before South by Southwest, actually, in Austin, Texas. Get your tickets at TexasBitcoinConference.com. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Fantastic. It's going to be a great time. I personally guarantee it. anyway, let's go to the phones, and we've got Lucifer from on high. And Lucifer, are you with
us?
It's good to hear from you, Dad.
Is that a long distance?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Lucifer. Hello.
Who will win the Super Bowl? The answer is in plain view.
The answer is in plain view.
He knows. He's Lucifer. Go ahead.
The winner got tax money to build the stadiums and got the NFL to be tax exempt.
Wait a minute.
That's a great point.
Didn't both of them do that? Lucifer?
It's in plain view.
It's in plain view. I think Lucifer dropped the line. See,
no.
Wow,
Lucifer.
Oh, there he was, and I dropped him. I'm so sorry, Lucifer. I'm sorry, Dad.
You're going to be engulfed in flames. Lucifer's phone call.
I'm spreading his word all the time. You know, I got taught at the Synagogue of Satan.
Well, Lucifer brought up a great point, actually, which is that, you know, all football teams are getting corporate welfare, essentially, from the government.
Yeah.
These cities that are, poor cities where people are struggling to make it, they're being taxed to pay for football stadiums in this nebulous idea that it's going to bring economic growth to the city, when most of the time it's just another government boondoggle.
Yep. I think that's what Lucifer was trying to say, was that the one that wins is government and corporations. And, you know, that there's not one team that's going to win. There is one team that's going to win, but it's not the two that are playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the state that's going to win. That's going to win. It's, you know, the
Lucifer and all his wisdom. He's so wise.
He is. He gave us wisdom.
Yeah.
I mean, God was going to keep us stupid, you know, but then he's like, no, here, eat this fruit. You'll love it. It'll be a good time.
I didn't know Lucifer had a southern accent. I guess the devil went down to Georgia.
The devil went down to Georgia. That's right. I love it.
That was terrible. I'm sorry.
No, that was awesome. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Again, we've got Temper in legal land. Not as good as on high, but Temper is quite an intelligent chap. Temper, are you with us?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. What would you like to talk about, Temper?
I wanted to talk about that guy that called in about deadbeat dad.
Okay.
And I take great issue in this subject because, one, responsibilities are not external. You take upon responsibilities for yourself. Anything else is a sanction, not a responsibility. And two, parents and adults love to, you know, run around and talk about these quote-unquote deadbeat dads, but I don't know a single parent that actually pays for their children's education. I mean, I know family members that have five kids, and I know for a fact they don't pay $50,000 in taxes.
Mm. Yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, certainly, you know, I mean, there's parents, I guess, that maybe pay for private schools, but then do those private schools still take tax money? So then are they really paying the actual amount and whatever? Sure, I can understand your point there, Temper.
Well, it goes deeper than that. I think it's like that. I think last week I called in. There is a guy who was a surrogate sperm donor. I'm not even sure what the term is, but he donated sperm to a lesbian couple, and he had a contract and everything. And the idea was he was going to, you know, donate this part of him, and then that would be all his commitment. Well, the courts ruled that since the whole procedure wasn't done by a doctor, which I don't really understand because I know the guy doesn't need doctor help, and I'm pretty sure the female doesn't really need any help with that either.
There are lots of babies who are conceived with no doctors in the room.
That's right. So, but this guy ended up having to pay some kind of child support, right? I remember hearing about this.
Yeah, basically he was ordered to pay back child support. Because I guess in the law there was some term that said financial responsibility, but you know, I don't know that the law actually excluded any type of contract. So the court.
Well, what I understand was they drew up their own contract because they were trying to avoid a situation exactly like this, and everybody involved agreed that the dad was not going to be the biological dad was not going to be, you know, financially responsible for the child. But then the two women broke up, and the woman that was caring for the child needed. I guess she was having hard financial times, and she tried to get some kind of welfare from the state. And she resisted for a while. She wouldn't tell the state who the dad was. Like, she didn't want to entrap him in this situation or force him to pay for child support, but she couldn't get any welfare, and she, I guess, didn't see any way that she could get a job or alternatively support the kid without getting these benefits from the state. And the state essentially made them, you know, get him in the situation where he was going to have to pay child support. So that's a crappy situation all around because nobody wanted it except the state. They were kind of just locking all the parents into this situation that they had specifically tried to avoid.
Right.
You know, nobody talks about, like, could there be a deadbeat mom? You know, like, what if a mom walked away from a kid? Well, you know, you don't hear that phrase. You do hear single moms demonized, which is interesting because they are actually caring for the child, you know, but they're being kind of demonized for that.
Yeah. Temper, thank you for the call. You know, I mean, again, I think that this whole idea of mom and dad, I think there is completely unfair pressures being put on both parties, and that maybe the family structure as we know it today is in itself a problem. So your thoughts, 855-450.
Presents the cold truth.
Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's why.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, now they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.